Why can't you change? What's keeping you the same? You don't seem to be able to change. You have been unsuccessful getting their guidance, getting your information from outside of the mind. This manifests, among others, in your inability to muscle test correctly. The question is why? The phenomenon, what actually seems to happen is this: you understand where to look, how to look, and you nod rapidly. You bring great examples to show how you just succeeded in using the new capacity. But I can smell the mischief. You are trying to throw me off my tracking. Now, I say Unquat, you Unquat, but who is this Unquat, you Unquat? What aspect of a person am I talking about? In this case, the dominant aspect, the ego, your delusional self, who you fancy yourself to be, your Unquat, precious I Unquat, you defend at all cost. The ego precious I is interested in you staying alive, and it will enforce the actions you have already performed, the knowledge you already have, after all you are still alive. Proof positive for the ego. The ego is also the precious I. So, if you have been sick, but alive, it will push the actions that you perform to get sick and stay sick. It demands that you continue them. And repeat the Unquat, knowledge Unquat, that leads you there. Same with miserable, unhappy, ineffective, unsuccessful, loser, addict, fat, slob, inconsistent, lazy, self-centered, complaining, lying, cheating, thieving, using, abusive, pleasure-seeking, holier-than-thou, pretentious, etc. I could have filled this page with the way you got yourself to where you are now. And you are here. I suggest that you do something different, have a different attitude, a different mindset, a different way of being. You can see that it might work, that it might take you to where you want to be, how you want to feel, but the moment you get off the computer, you are facing the opponent. You can win with the opponent, but you cannot win against the opponent. The opponent, the ego, is part of your team, and it needs to be enrolled to help you get where you want to be, feel how you want to feel, about yourself, about your life. But there are two issues here. One I have talked about, the lack of skill, or even willingness to negotiate, the inability or unwillingness to enroll the ego in your cause. The other is new, I just saw it this morning. If you have unfinished business in your life, in your childhood, you can't win the ego over, first you need to finish the unfinished business. Examples of unfinished business perpetuated by ego. I once had a friend who, no matter what he did, no matter how much work he did on himself, he easily slipped back into Unquat, I am not bright enough. Unquat, he was beating an incident to death. Where some uncle asked him a question and he was not fast enough to answer. But handling that incident did nothing to change his predicament. Then, in a very intimate conversation we had, I managed to get him share that as a little boy living in the Arctic area of Canada, he used to wet his pants, instead of having to go in the house, undress and pee, play was more important to him. But then he was humiliated by his parents. This gap in what he wanted and what the world wanted was the basis of his life. Maintaining this gap was ego's main job, have what you want different from what the world wants. As an employee, he abused his phone privileges and spent hours on the phone on personal matters, chatting, and make the employer pay the long-distance charges from Canada to the United States. And he did this everywhere. In his marriage, he flirted and dreamed about running away with every woman that was willing to listen. As a person, he would start long rambling monologues and find that people don't want to listen. You cannot succeed in this gap, because you need to have worldly success, one thing, and what you want to be different. Another example, a woman, married with two children, is in contempt about her husband. She blames him for everything. After some digging we find that she is emulating her mother's marriage. Her children are brought up in this Unquat, gap Unquat, where they are torn between the mother and the father. But they are surviving. Ego, the opponent, will make them repeat the same family dynamic, unless somewhere the chain is cut. And the truth is told. I spoke with my brother yesterday. It was a short conversation, he hung up on me. He has a history of being disagreeable, knowing what he is supposed to do instead of what the boss tells him to do, how stupid it is, and he has been unemployed most of his adult history. He cannot even see it. That's why he hung up. It sounded to him like I am taking the side of the employer against him. He cannot see that I am on his side, because ego, his overinflated delusional eye, can only see survival if he continues to be blind that there is another way. I have a history of depression taking me out, and me losing nearly everything I worked for through inaction. I woke up at 5 and the bed was so warm, and it was so cold in the room. I closed my eyes, and next time I woke up, it was 6:00. Ego whispered that there is no harm in sleeping in. But I, the not ego part, I know that this is the slippery slope that takes me to depression, so I commanded myself to get up. It will be like this, resting every morning, until I come to terms with something that is incomplete. I have no clue what it is I need to complete from the past. But now that I have asked the question, the sight, consciousness will help me find it. I didn't tell you stories of ill people. But it is the same with their illness. Something from the past needs to be completed. It may be insignificant, and it may be something that will make you shudder, sob, but once it is complete, it is complete. Or you can expect life to continue the way it has been. Insight from March 9, 2018, your whole worldview is part of this inquat, opponent inquat, and is invisible to you. I have found that 60% of your worldview is given to you by your ethnic community. And that 60% is about 80% of why your vibration number is the way your vibration number is. Low. This, the survival decisions of your ethnic community is completely invisible to you as a view. For you it is the truth. I had to move from place to place, country to country, to leave some of the ethnic worldview behind and not suffer the consequences. If your chances for survival depended tens of thousands of years ago on being accepted and taken care of your tribe, your inquat, ego inquat, still thinks your survival depends on the same. So you'll be very reluctant to even see what are the inquat, truths inquat, your ethnic community teaches you. And to change your view about them. OMG. One of the inquat, truths inquat, my Hungarian / Jewish community lives by is this, inquat, if you stand out, they'll cut your head off inquat. I am 70 years old. All my life I struggled with the inner desire to stand out, and the inner inquat, truth inquat, that if I do, I'll get killed. It's a real struggle. You, on your path to grow, will be asked to inquat, violate inquat, some of the truths of your ethnic community. By ethnic I mean mostly country, or if you are from a minority, that minority's worldview. The way they view themselves, their inquat, not the same ethnicity inquat, people, their chances, etc. A view of the world that seems like the truth. So for example, you can be black, but African black, Caribbean black, South American black, British black, or American black are different ethnicities, even within Africa, hundreds of ethnicities. East Africa, West Africa, within Nigeria, Eastern and Western. Completely different worldview, completely different attitudes, completely different chances of becoming a fully expressed, fully realized human being.